Shalom, this is Billy Brim and Shelley.
Hello.
And yesterday we left off with Shelley reading. Now, she's reading from a book, and our subject this week is partners with God. Partners in prayer, and actually, it's quite a battle.
It's a battle.
And there are a lot of people that are writing books now that have had experience, and I knew this was going to happen. Brother Hagin told me 30 years ago. That just before Jesus comes, people are going to start going behind the veil. They're going to come back. They're going to give a witness. And so we've kind of collected these people through the years in their books. But one of the books is just new. I got mine at Cracker Barrel. Shelley told me about it, and I bought it at Cracker Barrel. I'm sure you can get it at Amazon.com or wherever. I think we're going to start carrying this book. But the name of it is Heaven is for Real by Todd Burpo, B-U-R-P-O. And it's the account of a little boy, Colton, who went to heaven and came back. He had been a very sick little boy at 4 years old. 4 years old. And he had an appendicitis attack, and it was misdiagnosed. He ran a high fever, lay lifeless. Then the fever broke. Everybody thought he was well, but really it was just the pressure relieved. And then that toxin, that poison, started filling his body, and 5 days later he was sick unto death. They had to take him to a hospital, even a snowstorm involved. And they had to do surgery, ended up doing two surgeries. And the father was so angry with God. And when his little boy went down the hallway saying, "Daddy, Daddy, don't leave me," then he went straight to a room, small room there in the hospital. And he screamed out at God, "Is this the way you treat your pastors? Is this the way you treat your ministers?" Actually, it wasn't what we call a faith-filled prayer. It was kind of a raging at God prayer. And but he was so devastated, you know, for his little child. And then his wife, at that very moment, she was in another room calling people to start a prayer chain. And they did. Things happened through prayer, of course. But the little boy got better, praise the Lord, after two surgeries. And I think some months later, they were driving down the road. And the little boy said, "Daddy, the reason I got to come back," they didn't even know he'd been anywhere, "was because of that prayer you prayed." Mm-hmm. "What?" And he said, "You know, when you were in that little room praying and doctor was working on me and mommy, she was over in that other room talking on the telephone." Well, there was no way he could have known it. And they asked him about it. And he said, "Well, I was lifted. I was out of my body. And I went to Jesus and I sat on his lap and the angel sang to me." It's real funny.
Yeah, he did.
Because they sang, what was the songs they sang?
Well, the first one Jesus sang to him was,
I think it was the angels. But anyway, nonetheless.
Well, Jesus loves me, this I know.
Jesus loves me, this I know.
And then Joshua fought the battle of the Jericho.
Joshua fought the battle of Jericho. And then
the little boy asked, "Well, can you sing We Will Rock You?" You know, you might have heard that at sporting events.
"We will, we will."
And the response was, "No, we don't sing that
song. We don't sing that song in heaven."
But just the innocence and the simplicity of a child.
Oh, my goodness.
God in his wisdom knows how to use this vessel.
It's such a good testimony, a good account. And it's so, Colton has a wonderful way. We watched him on TV. We went on Pat Robertson, 700 Club. He has an account of this where he interviewed. You can just Google. I Googled the name of the book, Heaven is for Real, Burpo and Pat Robertson, and it came up. Or 700 Club. I think I Googled 700 Club, and it came up. But anyway, he eventually went to the throne of God. There at the throne of God, he was before the throne of God, and this man walks up, and he said, "Are you Todd Burpo's son?" "Yes." "Well, I'm his grandfather. Pop. He called me Pop. And he used to come to my farm, and we'd shoot things, and we'd play games, and we'd do this and that. And you're going to stay at my house while you're in heaven." So he asked his dad, "Did you have a..." Just little things like this would come out every so often. Took a few years. And then the father wrote a book about it. And he said, "Yes, but he died when I was 7 years old. You never knew about him." And so he went to Pop's house. And the thing about it was, when he gave this testimony of seeing Pop, well, first, his dad brought out a picture that he had of his grandfather when he was in his 60s.
Yeah.
And he said, "No, that's not Pop." And then later on, the grandmother brought a picture that was when she and her husband were young, in their 20s. And he said, "That's pop." And but the thing about it was they were not really sure that pop had made it.
Right.
They didn't know if he had really given his heart to the Lord or not. Mm-hmm. And so they were really, he was a good man, you know, but it was just one of those that they weren't sure that he had given his. And sure enough, they found out that pop was
pop
there.
Made
oh
heaven.
Man, that was great.
Man.
Now, a lot of really kind of deep theological things that some people don't know. For instance, that there is a double kingdom system.
Now, when you say double kingdom,
in the second heavenlies, here's the earth, and around the earth, Satan has set up a double kingdom system. The mm-hmm. Bible says the whole world lies in darkness, mm-hmm. and we see in the Bible that when Daniel prayed, there was the prince of Persia, mm-hmm. and that's an evil prince set up by the prince of the power of the air, Satan, who is called the god of this world, and Satan has his office or his palace or his kingdom or his throne in that second heavens. And you know, Shelley, quite a few of the books, I'm not going to read them all, but I can name you two or three of the ones lately that I have confidence in that have gone there. They all mention about this second heaven. And little Colton, he mentioned it. And when he was six is when they first heard him talk about it. Mm-hmm. So Shelley, would you please read from the book? And what page are you reading?
I'm reading from page 132.
Okay.
And also, if you weren't listening yesterday, Colton liked to play superheroes.
Mm-hmm. Favorite game.
And he always liked to have his little swords. And so one evening, while they were watching a little show about swords and good guys and bad guys, they were sitting on the floor. And it says Colton's giddy excitement vanished as quickly as if an invisible hand had wiped his smile off with an eraser. He drew himself up to his full height.
No, you have to read what the mother said before that.
And
you
looked down at Sonia, who was still sitting on the floor. Now, Sonia is his mother.
But you didn't say what Sonia said before that.
There are two swords in heaven.
Well, read her statement just before that. Well, I guess there's one thing you didn't like about heaven, his mother said to him.
Okay.
No swords up there. Then that's when he start there.
And then he said, there are two swords in heaven. And surprised at his intensity, now this is his father writing the book, and the mother, Sonia, shot the father a sideways glance, then kind of drew her head back and smiled at Colton. Okay. Why do they need swords in heaven? And Colton said, almost scolding, Mom, Satan's not in hell yet. The angels carry swords so they can keep Satan out of heaven. Unquote. Another scripture leapt to my mind. Now, his father's a pastor, and this time from the book of Luke, where Jesus tells the disciples, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. And I remembered a passage from Daniel in which an angel visits Daniel in answer to prayer, but says he was delayed for 21 days because he was engaged in a battle with the king of Persia. Theologians generally take this to mean some kind of spiritual battle with Gabriel fighting dark forces. But how did a six-year-old know that? Yes, Colton had had two more years of Sunday school by then, but I knew for a fact that our curriculum didn't include lessons on Satan's living arrangements. That's funny, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
As these thoughts flashed through my head, I could see that Sonia didn't know what to say to Colton, who was still scowling. His face reminded me of his irritation when I suggested that it got dark in heaven. I decided to lighten the mood. Hey, Colton, I bet you asked if you could have a sword, didn't you? At that, Colton's scowl melted into a dejected frown, and his shoulders slumped down toward the cramped floor. Yeah, I did, but Jesus wouldn't let me have one. He said I'd be too dangerous. I chuckled a little, wondering if Jesus meant Colton would be a danger to himself or others. In all our discussions of heaven, Colton had never mentioned Satan, and neither Sonia nor I had thought to ask him. You know, when you're thinking heaven, you're thinking crystal streams and streets of gold, not angels and demons crossing swords. But now that he brought it up, I decided to press a little further. Hey, Colton, I said, did you see Satan? Yeah, I did, he said solemnly. What did he look like? At this, Colton's body went rigid. He grimaced, and his eyes narrowed to a squint. He stopped talking. I mean, he absolutely shut down, and that was it for the night. We asked Colton about Satan a couple of times after that, but then gave up because whenever we did, his reaction was a little disconcerting. It was as if he changed instantly from a sunny little kid to someone who ran to a safe room, bolted the door, locked the windows, and pulled down the blinds. And it became clear that in addition to rainbows, horses, and golden streets, he had seen something unpleasant, and he didn't want to talk about it. Then the next chapter is The Coming War.
The Coming War. We're not going to go into that right now, but what I want to talk to you about is this double kingdom system. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to read to you from the book, which we want you to have, The Authority of the Believer by John A. Macmillan. You can give it from us. He's talking about Ephesians 1. Now that God raised Jesus from the dead and seated him at his own right hand, far above all principality, power, might, and dominion. And that when he raised him, he quickened us. When he quickened him, he quickened us. When he raised him, he raised us. When he seated him, he seated us. This is Ephesians 2nd chapter. And we are at the right hand of the Father. Now here is what is written in The Authority of the Believer by John A. Macmillan. It is necessary to state here what is commonly understood by those who carefully study the word, that the kingdoms of this world are under the control and leadership of satanic principalities. The great head of these is in the Gospel of John three times acknowledged as Prince of this world by our Lord himself. His asserted claim to the suzerainty of the world kingdoms was made in the presence of the Lord Jesus and was not denied by Christ. This rebellious system, he goes into quite a bit about it, but then he says, the God of the whole earth does not purpose to tolerate forever this rebellion against his righteousness. He has said, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. But these powers of the air are allowed to retain their seats only really until Adam's lease is up. Mm-hmm. Then they will be kicked out of that place, you might say. Satan is going to go to the pit for 1,000 years. And the church, I really believe what he says here. He said, the church will administer the earthly kingdom and be head of the nation. No, excuse me. Israel will administer the earthly kingdom and be head of the nations, but overall will rule the exalted church as the executive of God who took place these places of these principalities and powers. So, folks, we're going to come back tomorrow. And we're going to talk more about that. We want to remind you that we're having our third annual Joe Jordan and Ron Smith Holy Ghost School on Prayer Mountain. These guys that were trained with Papa and Mama Goodwin, who now they're the old timers themselves, and they're going to teach and be moving in the gifts of the Holy Ghost. That school is June 7 through 10, Tuesday through Friday, right here at Prayer Mountain. Call us at 1-800-972-3447 for details and to register. Or go online, billybrim.org. This is Billy Brim and Shelley saying, Shalom! Shalom.